It is probably the worst thing any parent can go through, and something that a lot of parents don't like to think about, and yet it happens. Child Loss Awareness Month is here, and there is an organization called Just Enduring. Its co-founder and president is Ben Gillum. Welcome to Total Information AM.
Glad to be here. Thanks for having me.
Now, as the president and co-founder of Just Enduring, I am going to assume that you have lost a child.
Yes. My wife, Laura, and I lost our six-month-old son unexpectedly back in December of 2018. He was a healthy baby boy who was accidentally born at home, which we thought was going to be our big story in life. And then just a couple days before Thanksgiving in 2018, we took him in for some heavy breathing. One test led to another that eventually led us to a 5 or 6 day stay at St. Louis Children's Hospital before, after hundreds of tests, after which point he coded in the middle of the night. We actually felt very lucky at the time because they brought him back, not once, but twice. Come to find out, he had tracheal stenosis that was caused by a pulmonary artery sling. Unfortunately, just a few days after he coded, his brain was showing little to no activity. And so a couple days after that, we basically had to make the very, very tough choice to take him off the life support.
And I imagine at that point, are you numb? What are you going through?
Yeah, it's definitely a giant numbness that lasts a very, very long time. I almost think of it as the body's way of just helping you get through it. But really, it was the family and friends around us that really, really helped us through that time more than anything.
Do you find sometimes that people, they don't know how to react, so they start maybe staying away from you?
Absolutely. It's kind of known in the bereaved parent community that you really quickly learn who your friends and family are or are not. Again, my wife and I feel beyond blessed and fortunate because we felt like we didn't lose one friend in any of it. And if anything, really strengthened friendships and gained a whole lot of new ones.
Yeah, I think about when you say that, the people who don't really have family or friends to rely on. I don't know what they do in situations like this. So talk about how you came to start Just Enduring.
Sure, absolutely. So when my wife and I left the hospital, you know, we were given a few resources, but, you know, we were obviously leaving without our son. And so we were just really trying to figure out what to do, where to turn next. We felt also very fortunate because our PICU doctor and his wife, who's a licensed clinical social worker, took us out about a month and a half later just to see how we were doing. And they were kind of really the spark that lit the fire behind us around, hey, how is your path? How is your journey going in this bereaved parent experience? So what my wife and I did at that point, again, just a month and a half out, was to just start exploring and experiencing every single thing we possibly could. We didn't have any other children. So we kind of began to make it a mission at that point to figure out what works, what doesn't. We went to a lot of different support groups, went to therapy, went to retreats, you name it, dove into it entirely. And after talking to a whole lot of other parents, we very quickly found out that there was definitely a missing gap here, which is why we, you know, eventually got together and made Just Enduring really within that first year or so after that loss.
Because I imagine you can rely on your friends and family to help you through it, but until somebody has gone through losing a child, there's just a level of it that nobody can understand.
Yes, absolutely. And that's where, for us, one of the most important things is actually meeting other bereaved parents. Because again, the family and friends can't speak highly enough of them, but there's just a degree to it that you can't understand unless you've been through it.
Yeah, I'm just talking about this. I'm like, okay, don't cry. I'm feeling myself tearing up because I was just at Children's a few weeks ago with my son who had surgery. And it goes through your mind, you know, like, well, of course everything's going to be fine. Of course everything will be fine. And then sometimes it's not. What are some of the biggest things that you find, maybe misconceptions or things people come into Just Enduring, you know, needing help with?
I would say one of the biggest misconceptions people often think is, you know, divorce is immediately a result of this. We actually, again, just through our experience, have found that if you're pretty strong in your relationship in the first part, it actually strengthens and becomes stronger if you're willing to kind of go into it together and be open to how, you know, the mom and dad grieve. Boys and girls grieve very differently. And as long as you're open to how that goes, I think that it can be a process that potentially brings you closer. Of course, if you're already a little bit apart, that could potentially break you apart even further, because there is so many things that your mind and body are going through during this time.
So what do you and your wife do from here? Did you have more children? Will you do this again?
Yeah, we do have two other girls that we've since had since we lost Jackson. We have one daughter right now, 4-year-old Violet, and 1-year-old Rosemary.
Oh, that's great. So what do you do to sort of remember Jackson?
Certainly, birthdays and the day of his passing are very important to us. That always becomes a big piece. Our big thing with remembering Jackson is anything orange. So with our organization, Just Enduring, orange is certainly a big part of that color. I know it's kind of crazy to think about, but as a six-month-old, he loved everything orange. So we really tied that meaning into anything we could to bring that orange out, bring that brightness out, the smiles that he had into others. So that's one big thing for us.
I understand your group is going to be one of the vendors at an event at the Missouri History Museum if people want to learn more about your organization.
Absolutely. Yeah, we'll have a booth at the Dia de los Muertos event that Missouri Historical Society is holding in Forest Park on November 2nd and 3rd. Dia de los Muertos is one holiday that we've certainly jumped into. For anybody who's not familiar, if you've ever seen the movie Coco through Disney, that's a great representation of it. What some folks don't know that we particularly love is because it's typically a 2-day celebration. The first day is usually dedicated towards children who have been lost and left this world too soon. The second day is more for adults and all others. So for us, this holiday is really a great opportunity to celebrate the life that we had with Jackson. It's a great day for everyone who's lost a child to really celebrate the life, no matter what age that they've left us too soon. And that, I would say, is probably the other big surprise we've witnessed in running Just Enduring, thinking it was going to start with ages 0 to 20. We have found, you know, a parent that might be 70 years old and lost their 55-year-old son or daughter that are coming to us that, again, that gap's there, and we didn't even realize until we really started jumping into this.
We talked earlier about how sometimes people don't know what to say, so they just don't say anything. When my dad died a few years ago, I started thinking about things that I didn't want to hear, like things that, you know, people say that you're like, oh, that's so not helpful. What do you think, for people listening, if somebody they know is going through this, the loss of a child, what should they say?
I absolutely love that you brought that question up. So one of the biggest things that we try to focus on, so we try to provide that support for anybody going through this grief, whether it's a parent, a family member, a friend, a caregiver, such as a doctor, a nurse, a funeral director, you name it, we try to give that support. Within that support, all the immediate resources we have on our site is really what we want to offer to the community as a 501c3. The what to do or what not to do or what to say or what not to say is probably one of the biggest things that I would say the family, friends, caregivers, you know, are often asking, because everybody does want to help from the bottom of their heart. But there are some times that there's some things you could say that maybe could hurt a little bit more. So we actually offer on our website a page specifically around what to say and what not to say to help in those scenarios, just to provide that support around that entire family going through the worst, you know, tragedy of their lives.
And for people who do want more information on that, what to say and what not to say, or if they are grieving the loss of a child and want to get more information, where do they find Just Enduring?
Yeah, you can find us online at justenduring.org, where you'll also find socials and other ways to connect with us, sign up for our email newsletter, you name it.
Ben Gillum is the co-founder and president of Just Enduring. Thanks so much for sharing your story.
Thanks so much for giving me the time. Appreciate it.